This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
3, 2, 1.
Let's go. What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome to Rock Covers Episode 3. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. Alon Fong across from me, I'm Danny Myers. We've got some of our favorite rock covers. This is the third episode in this series that we've done so far. All of our podcasts are at whatshotitsc.com. Check all those out, and we're going to bring you some more. Alon has picked 5. I have picked 5. How are you, sir? How do you feel about your picks today?
So to show you your math skills have improved, Danny,
yeah.
I have 5 picks. You have 5 picks. How many is that total?
9 3/3.
Close. You're almost there, Danny. It was 10. So, yes, his math skills are improving, ladies and gentlemen, as longtime listeners of the show know. He thinks he's not a good mathematician. I disagree. I feel strong about my
thoughts. What's the difference between 10 and 9 3/3?
About a quarter.
Your math is off. Okay, let's pick some songs.
You kick it off, Danny.
Okay, I'm going to kick things off with a song that was originally recorded by The Cure. This is Snake River Conspiracy's version of Love Song.
Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am home again. Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am home.
I think that's my favorite Snake River Conspiracy song right there.
That's the definitive cover of Love Song for me. No disrespect to Dope. I like Dope's cover as well quite a bit, but that's the best one.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you going to pick for your first rock cover?
A big friend of the show who we met at the second Pandemonium. It was down in Austin, Texas in like 2014 or 15. Eric Tesmer, great blues guitarist. He got together with Nancy Wilson from Heart and released this cover of Depeche Mode's Policy of Truth from their 1990 album Violator. And another big fact about this song, it came out on March 13th, 2020, the first day of lockdown during the COVID crisis. Also my 50th birthday, so COVID ruined all my big 5-0 birthday plans. But at least this song came out. Thank you, Eric and Nancy, because I like this cover. It was the one thing I had to celebrate. I had to cancel all my plans, of course. We had a big Vegas celebration planned, and it all got canceled. So this is Policy of Truth, Eric Tesmer with Nancy Wilson.
You had something to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you? Now you're not satisfied with what you're being put through. It's just time to pay the price for not listening to advice decided in your youth on the policy of truth.
You know, I have never heard that mix. I think did you bring that on a show once before?
I did. I featured it on Off the Charts years ago.
Okay.
Back in 2020.
Okay, that's right. I was thinking I hadn't heard it, but then it sounded familiar. So Cool. Oh, this is one of my all-time favorite rock covers. Ellie Goulding did it originally. It's Lights. This is Through Fire's version.
And I'm not sleeping now. The dark is too hard to beat. And I'm not keeping now the strength I need to push me.
Sort of rolling your eyes there a little bit. Did you you don't like that as much as I do?
Oh, was I? Yeah, I don't like the vocals.
Ah,
I like Ellie Goulding's vocals. The music's great, but I don't like the vocals at all.
Yeah, I love Through Fire. They're on my bucket list to see. I've never seen them in concert. So
nice. Yeah, I'm just used to Ellie's really pretty vocals in that song. So
yeah,
but otherwise, okay. I like the arrangement of the song a lot. Yeah, that's usually my problem with a lot of modern rock bands. Heavy metal covers of songs. Most of the modern singers can't sing melodically, so they struggle with melodic songs. But I know that's what their fans want. Modern fans don't care about melody, clearly. Mm-hmm. So they like it that way. But I don't. Anyways, let's go to my second pick. Yes, second one. Yes. So this cover was done by a band called The Beginning. Good friend of mine, Dan Brunk, was the guitarist and lead singer. It also featured Buddy Rich's son on drums, so a monster drummer on drums, the legendary Buddy Rich, legendary jazz drummer. You know who that is, right? Right, Danny?
Yeah.
Buddy Rich? Okay.
Yeah.
Originally, it was done by Tears for Fears. I think a lot of people don't realize that it was originally done by Tears for Fears. It was released as a single in 1982, and it came out on their LP, The Hurting, in 1983. The Beginning's cover was in 2014. This is Mad World.
My head, I want to drop my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, and I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very bad world. Bad world.
Damn, I got some badass headphones on, and that thing thumps.
Yeah,
that thumps.
I featured that on Off the Charts before I was a host. One of the two times I was a guest on the show before I became one of the hosts,
mm-hmm.
I think I featured that song.
Ah, interesting. Okay, let's do. Remember our other podcast we have, Panda Off the Charts? We had the pleasure of having the drummer for this band. His name is Shannon Larkin. The band is Godsmack, and he even mentioned this song as one of his favorite covers to play live. And when you listen to the drums, you can tell. So this is Godsmack's version of Rocky Mountain Way, originally done by Joe Walsh.
Now to pasture, I think it's safe to say, time to open fire.
That would be a fun song to rock the drums to, if I could play drums. I used to play drums in fifth grade.
Did you?
Yes, I was a drummer. I started in fifth grade. I was in our school play. I was the little drummer boy.
Aw, Danny and his little snare.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a drummer, a guitarist, a keyboardist. Ended up, I guess, the one I did the best with, I guess, was bass.
Nice.
So, God. But yeah,
all I have to say to you, Danny, is rock on,
rock on, rock on.
Segway.
Yeah, rock on. We've got our rock covers, volume 3, and we've got 5 more to go, and they're coming up next.
This is Matt Dice from All That Remains, and you're listening to the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment of Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Hey, welcome back. We are doing rock covers on What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast, the Pantheon Podcast Network. We've already brought you five in our Volume 3 series. In our Volume 3 of the series, rock covers. All of our podcasts are at whatshotitsc.com. You can check out all of those there. We've got five more to go. And Alon, you want to start it back off?
Yes, we shall rock on, as with this song, Rock On, originally by David Essex, released in 1973. This version I found back in 2009. A guy named Adam Freeland released his cover of it from his album Cope. This is Rock On, Adam Freeland.
Hey, kid, rock and roll. Looking for that
dude, you're bringing some fucking fire here today. You are bringing some fire here
today. Some of my secret weapons over the years, Danny.
Yeah, that one's awesome. Awesome. Okay, so what was it? Almost a year ago, maybe about 9-10 months ago, we had the pleasure of going to Rockin' Pod, which is a rock and podcast convention out of Nashville, Tennessee, and we got to meet a guy by the name of Matt Dice. He's the bass player for CKY and All That Remains, and was also with a few other bands as well. So it was really cool to meet him, and one of my favorite All That Remains songs is a cover of a Garth Brooks song. Yeah, The Thunder Rolls. Check this out.
And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls.
I forgot how great that frickin' song was. I need to hear the entire thing from beginning to end.
Do you remember who the female voice is? Was she a guest artist? Because they don't have a female member in the band, do they?
I don't believe so, and I don't know the answer to that. I should look that up, but okay. I don't know.
I should move on. So originally, I had a different selection, so I'll just mention it, even though we don't have it. But for some reason, I guess it wasn't an official release. I don't even remember how I got it. I picked the Foo Fighters cover of the Jerry Rafferty classic Baker Street. Mm-hmm. But the file I had could not be shared. I couldn't even get it to play on my computer anymore. So I don't know where I got it. Loved it. They kill it. It's amazing. If you can find it, Baker Street, Foo Fighters, check it out. So in its place, I selected Dun dun dun. Rage Against the Machine, their cover of the MC5 classic Kick Out the Jams from their Renegades cover LP of 2000, the year 2000. Originally, MC5, the proto-punk band from Detroit, released their version, the original version of Kick Out the Jams, in 1969. So this is Kick Out the Jams, Rage Against the Machine.
We all got little to wear a dress and roll, got hazy. I know how you want it when you're caught and tied. The girl can't stand it when you do it right. When you're up on the stair, let me kick out the chair.
Oh, what a great groove. Love that guitar. So cool story about that song for you, Danny.
Okay.
I was at Rock on the Range as a guest of Guns N' Roses, hanging out. Guns N' Roses was headlining that year, that day. And Living Color was playing as well. And as longtime listeners or any friend of mine knows, Living Color is one of my all-time favorite bands. They were on the side stage, went over there to check them out. And anyone who knows anything about Living Color knows they are a musician's band. So the first cool thing was the side of their stage was just packed with everybody from like Pantera and Down, and all these other bands were there to check out Living Color. And then they kind of, Corey Glover, the lead singer, looked over in the wings of the stage and winked at everybody. And they went into a cover of this and everyone lost their minds. They went into Kick Out the Jams and tore it up in front of the crowd. And the crowd was going nuts, too. So it was a pretty cool moment. But yeah.
Hmm. Very nice. Okay. We're 8 songs in. We have 2 to go. In volume 3, a song everybody knows, Queen did it originally, Nickelback covered it, We Will Rock You was the song. The only reason I didn't play it a lot at the clubs was because it's too frickin', it's a minute 59, Nickelback, you can do better. Come on.
Let's at least get up
to a dime or a quarter. Or, yeah, but I mean, I like the arrangement they did, I just wish they would have made it longer, but here it is.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you, we will rock you.
Buddy, you're a I need it to be longer, man. Do one more verse or something in there, would you?
So, I don't have it here on me, but so the version I played in the clubs was by Queen, but they did a remix of it, or a redrum, I should say, with, who was it? I think it's just called like the 12-inch mix or something. Remember 12-inch records, Danny? Mm-hmm. And they went back in the studio with Brian May, and it was Chad Smith and Flea from the Chili Peppers on rhythm. And you know, when it goes into that, they do that 4 times. And that's usually where the song ends. And then it goes into We Are the Champions. In this remake of it with Brian May and Chad Smith and Flea, it kicks into ba-dum, bum, 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 ba-da-da-da, and they go into this heavy groove on that melody riff. It's badass. Yeah. I play it. That's the one I played all the time. And that version's like 5 minutes long.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Gotcha. Cool. You're going to close out the show. We have 1 song left. Damn. What will it be?
Damn. Well, you nailed it right on the head, Danny. Damn. I Wish I Was Your Lover, not yours, because that would be incongruent with who we are. You are my brother, not my lover. But this is a cover of the Sophie B. Hawkins classic from 1992 called Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover. This is the 2017 cover by Hailstorm that you can find on their covers EP Reanimate 3.0.
So it's a lover cover.
Settle down, cause you chained up alright. I'll give you everything you need to live inside a twisted cage, sleep beside an empty rage. I had a dream, I was your hero. Damn, I wish I was your lover. I'd rock until the daylight comes.
Oh, I'm so old, I remember playing the Sophie B. Hawkins version right when it came out. And we were always big on changing the words to songs. And I can always remember we would sing, Damn, I Wish I Wore a Rubber.
Wow.
Yeah, back when we called them rubbers.
Yeah.
You got a rubber.
Prophylactics. Condoms, people. That's what we're talking about. Wrap your rascal is what the old saying was. Wrap that rascal.
Yeah, whap the rascal. Whap it. Now whap means something else. Anyway, we can't think of the songs, man, that we picked today. I know we've got three episodes of this series out now. We want to keep going. We need your help, so let us know some of the ones that we've missed. Join our Facebook group, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs. Join that anytime you can. And it's a lot of friends of ours and people who listen to the show and remixers and producers and label people. A lot of great people in that group, so check that out. Any final thoughts, Mr. Alan Fong?
Yeah, man, let's do more covers. Let us know what covers we missed. Remixes, mashups. We just want to know what stuff we don't know about. We're DJs. We're always curious about the next great cover or new version of an old classic that'll freshen up a track that still gets them to sing along, but maybe needs just a little more oomph to it here in 2023 and moving forward.
Oomph. I always like that word.
Oomph.
All of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Classic Remixes, Flashback Friday, Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, Behind the Curtain, Rock and Pod Recap, can be found at
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alan Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.